from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the show. General at your service. At ease. Brian Broaddus is on his way. He's just running a little late today. Lucius Alexander's in the Pym Cup. Woolchuck and Schiafalo are here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. How we doing, boys? We good?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of a bummer, but I think we're okay. All in all, very good season for the Mavs. I think we're optimistic for the most part. At least I am.
Yeah, we took our licks last night, man, on both sides of the sports with the baseball and the basketball. Had the two-screen situation, split screen, and it was just misery on both sides.
It was bad.
That kind of sucked. But I'm feeling good right now, actually. Honestly, I'm bouncing back quicker than Hagee. And I'm kind of, you know, we were sort of understanding here with the way the series was trending.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't like a gut-wrenching, oh my gosh, we lost in a game seven here, or we thought we were the better team. There's none of that. This is you maxed out everything you possibly could, and you went up against a Boston Giant.
Yeah, and you got a good understanding of, you know, what it's going to take to get to that level. I think this is, you know, part of the process of becoming a champion. It's getting there. It's seeing what it's like, and you know, remembering that look on their faces and using that as fuel to your fire so you can, you know, address whatever you need to. Man, I just don't know about the Rangers at the same time, you know, falling off in the way that they have. We got like, what, 6 weeks till Cowboys? 5 weeks till Cowboys? Something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just training camp. We got like 85 days until the actual season. Something like that. So I don't know. Are you guys ready to turn your attention to the Cowboys yet? Or, you know, what's that say about our belief in the Rangers after just taking on the chin in a massive way last night? That was disheartening.
I mean, I've been trying to remain optimistic when it comes to the Rangers, and it is kind of like I'm holding out hope for Josh Young. But man, it's just such a bizarre slump offensively. Now, look, I don't think it mattered yesterday. John Gray, and there was the question of, was he tipping pitches? I don't know. Maybe there's something he's got to work on there. The Mets seem to just be shelling him from the get-go. But, yeah, this offense is just in a really, really bad way right now, and there's nobody that you can turn to. Like, Seager got hot for a little while, but yesterday, like, Robbie Grossman had a couple RBIs, went 2-for-4. But you've been expecting somebody to turn a corner, like Jonah Heim. Can you turn the corner? Josh Smith has been hurt. He was really hot for you. So maybe they're the second half, like they do catch fire, because we've seen this before. Like there's present to believe based on last year's run. Offensively, they'll be good to go. But it is getting tough to continue to pep talk yourself into that optimism when it comes to the lineup.
A couple of weeks ago, we were at the top of the sports world with the Mavs, and we thought the Stars possibly heading to the finals as well. But, you know, now reality hits you. I think it's important to appreciate how great of a season that was for the Mavericks. I'm definitely in that lane right now. And, you know, going into next year now, you can feel like, hey, it's us and Denver here in the West, right?
I mean, I don't think the West is getting any easier. That's for dang sure. I think the youth of Minnesota could, you know, they can continue to get better in theory, especially a team like Oklahoma City. And a team like that who always is wheeling and dealing and has plenty of assets. probably having a better understanding of the missing piece or two that they're looking for. So I do think you get John Morant back from Memphis. We'll see what that does. Sure. But, I mean, this is going to be another deep situation in the West. It's going to be a bit of a gauntlet, just as it was. But I do think the Mavericks have an opportunity to get much better as well, even if it's just a lot of these same guys for the most part. But now you have more than just a couple of months together. You've got much more time here. Hopefully you have an even healthier Luka and things like that. Who knows, at the trade deadline, Nico's shown he's willing to pull the trigger and make some moves here. So I'm super optimistic about what the Mavs have moving forward, not just with next year, but big picture over the next half decade. I think things are looking up.
It feels different than the run 2 years ago. This feels like a building block type of season where that was just a great year where you went on a little bit of a run, but you knew the roster wasn't ready. Now I feel like, man, it's close. And with the right trade or the right, you know, use of what little assets you have for team building, they could, you know, turn things over in a big way and make that final push.
And it's weird. The team that you lost to in a way in Boston is, I'm kind of looking across the way at how they've been able to build this thing and say, okay, they also went through, hey, they got to the finals and lost. Now they got to the conference finals and lost. But they had two superstars in Tatum and Brown that people were like, I don't know, are they good enough? Can they win together? Look, I believe Luka's always going to have you in contention throughout his career. He's that good. I think it's clear that him and Kyrie do work. The question is, defensively, will they be good enough together? Can you put together a team around them, which they took a great step in doing so by adding Gafford and PJ Washington and what Lively's doing? But, I mean, I loved what Nico Harrison was saying after the game. Like, this was the first time a lot of these guys got playoff experience, certainly finals experience. Derek Lively, just a rookie. He's going to grow. He's going to get 15 to 20% better. Hell, he could get way better than that, right? PJ Washington at 25 years old is going to get better. Now, what else are you able to do this offseason? Are you able to use, maybe teams still want a Josh Green or a Hardy, or maybe you feel like they are guys that can improve? I think Josh Green kind of is what he is at this point throughout his career. Can he be a solid role player? Sure. You know what he does when it comes to effort, energy, hustle, but maybe you're able to parlay that into some more talented pieces around it. I think Nico has built that trust with what he was able to do at the deadline, and then last year in the offseason, specifically with the draft, like Omax Prosper is another guy that hopefully can develop into a legitimate role player at the NBA level, and he was able to get some finals experience. So I'm very excited at the future of what the Mavericks can do.
So if that question is for you at 877-881-1053, how do you take that next step? How would you answer that? The 214 kid needs to free Hardy and Omax. Yeah, you know, I think you got to get better defensively and get a little bit better playmaking going on out there. I mean, the fact that just Luka and Kyrie were good offensive options and everybody else was, you know, sort of neutralized to the point that you were looking at Tim Hardaway Jr. for answers, that's interesting. But at the same time, you got to get better defensively. And I think that's a massive question for the organization to ask, like, how doable is this with Luka and Kyrie? You know, we looked damn good up until the end. Are we going to see a bunch of teams like Boston that can shut us down? Is this going to get worse as Kyrie gets older? Is his trade value right now at the highest it's going to be for the rest of his career? And if we're thinking championship, did it get exposed that we're just, it's too much to ask Luka and Kyrie to have a championship level impact defensively? And I hope they're having that level of honest conversation. You know, now I'm not talking about moving Kyrie just to get rid of him, but entertain it. Like, hey, what could happen? You know, and you know, it's very difficult because as soon as you take Kyrie off the team, now you're going to be back in this spot where you can only depend on Luka.
Right.
You know, and that's a miserable place to be as well. You know, so it would have to be a wonderful trade that, you know, made you significantly better defensively and gave you a secondary playmaker.
Yeah, it would have to be huge because right now you're sort of in win now mode, and the biggest reasons why you're winning are going to be because of Luka and then Kyrie. I still think it was the offense that ultimately betrayed you most in this series. So maintaining that dominant defense is absolutely paramount, and we'll see with Derek Jones Jr. potentially being a guy that steps away to another team as a free agent. How do you replace that defensively? But can you get a guy to replace him that also can bring a little bit more offensive juice? Because I think the offense right there is what you're going to need. So many just missed wide open threes throughout this entire series, and the Celtics were able to just, hey, we can have all eyeballs on Luka and Kyrie, and we will cheat to them wherever they are, and we don't have to respect anybody else. And to me, that ultimately was your biggest problem in the series.
I agree 100%. Like, I mean, you held Boston to 107, 105, 106 twice in this series. You weren't able to eclipse 100 points offensively all but once, and you won that game when you hit 122. So you talk about the wide open three-pointers. According to Stat Mamba, Celtic starters hit 42.6% across the entire finals. Mavs, 17.6%. Ouch. And that was really their calling card to get here, right, was the way they were able to just get the three-point shot going. And unfortunately for Derrick Jones Jr., for P.J. Washington, certainly Maxey was a shell of himself offensively from what we saw in the Clippers series.
Luka couldn't hit a three.
Luka was terrible from three.
Kyrie was
the finals.
I mean, nobody was
able to
really. No doubt.
I mean, the starters, just the three ball wasn't there for them. And maybe that does have something to do with, you know, the gauntlet that the West was to get to. And that's not an excuse, because it's not going to get any easier. But Brad Stevens was talking about that last night. You know, things that they learned from losing to Golden State in the finals 2 years ago. It helps when you don't go 7-6-7 or whatever they went through to get to the finals. They went 4-5-5, right? So they didn't play. There wasn't as much wear and tear. They had fresh legs in the finals compared to what the Mavs had to deal with going with the grind of the Clippers, the Thunder. And then, yeah, they only went 5 with Minnesota, but Luka also hobbled and battling those injuries as well. And I think Kyrie was also dealing with some stuff. He certainly was against OKC. So the fresher legs and how you're able to get to the finals does matter.
Do you guys just run it back then? Do you think this team is there? You just need to make shots more?
I think a couple additions here and there, certainly. Like, I wouldn't just run it back and be like, this exact same roster is getting to the finals. But I think the core and the nucleus is good enough, yes.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. The Derrick Jones thing is interesting, deciding whether or not what you want to do with that. Could you trade Maxey Kleber, open up a little bit more money, and be able to bring Derrick Jones Jr. back? I think a lot of these guys you're going to want back, but can you get something for a Kleber? Can you get something for the expiring contract of Tim Hardaway Jr.? Maybe not this offseason, but at the trade deadline. So it's not just about the offseason, and Nico proved that this past season, where, okay, here's Grant Williams, and that was the prize piece of the offseason, and obviously that didn't work out, but you remedied the situation at the trade deadline. So there will be avenues for making adjustments to the roster, and you're probably going to need something, but I do think there's a youthfulness to this roster that allows some hope for just growth from within. And so that's promising. The youth of the roster with a lot of these guys, Derek yeah. Lively, somebody who you just feel like, oh my gosh, the ceiling is so high for him. But yeah, all of it, I think for the most part, this is a team you can hang on to. And I do need to admit, like, I underestimated what Boston was bringing to the table. I didn't really respect their run through the postseason in the East with a bunch of injured teams that they were going up against, and I underestimated the impact that Porzingis was going to have,
right?
At least while he was healthy. I couldn't even believe we saw him as much as we did last night. But I absolutely underestimated them, and to some extent overestimated the Mavericks with how poor they played offensively and missing wide-open shots and stuff. So, like, the 2-1-4 calling me out. But, yeah, I know. Before the series started, I had a different perspective. And now, quickly into the series, you realize Boston was the best team.
Yeah, it is. I want to know, you know, the missed shots from three. Like, the 817 says the lob passes and dunks were setting those threes up, working inside and out did that. But, I mean, this is a stat for just the wide open ones.
They clearly had, I mean, yeah. Every game you're looking at it, last night included, there were wide open shots that they just did not make. And it goes throughout everybody on the roster, Luka and Kyrie included. There were shots, man, dang.
But a lot less corner threes. I mean,
Boston did a great job of taking that away.
I think Boston just made you uncomfortable, kept you out of rhythm, and that contributes to why when you did get open looks, you weren't in, you know, the best possible space to knock them down. But, you know, I feel like if you ran this thing back 100 times, I don't think the Mavs would start getting hot from three in a way that would allow them to win 4 or 5 at any point in that 100-game stretch. You know, maybe I'm off on that, you know, but I do know that, you know, the Mavs are in a great position now with Luka at 25 years old, with role players and wings around him, with, you know, the young guy coming up in Hardy and Kyrie Irving still definitely young enough to, you know, be in his prime. That's a guy that's, you know, got to, you know, figure out how, if he does get back here, though, he is not so neutralized, because Boston is by far the favorite. If you get back to the finals next year, it's highly likely you're going to see them again. I mean,
100%.
They're going to pay luxury tax like we've never seen a team before and pay the price for that, but they're gonna try to run this thing back. Okay, so the next story becomes, you know, with the Rangers, they need to get right tonight. It is a 6:30 pregame, a 7 o'clock first pitch. Lorenzen against Severino. Rangers player show coming up today at 3:40 with David Robertson. Had a huge week last week. Looking forward to chatting with him about that. The Oilers are now exactly where the Mavs were. They were going to into a must win, or they were going to get swept at home, and they won it 8-1.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Man, Connor McDavid finally figured out, hey, I can score in this series. I do think that also ends tonight. I think the Panthers get that one, and they take care of business game 5. And you have Tatum and Tkachuk, both former high school buddies. Tatum saying, yeah, Tkachuk, go get yours tonight. So, hey, it'd be fun. I mean, I'm all for keep those finals going, but I do think Florida, similar to what we've had in Boston and Dallas, that they're just better than Edmonton.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation. We're off and running. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Little sports hodgepodge next, Chief. What do you got?
We have a Landon Donovan hair update and explanation, and we will reveal it to you next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. We're 7.5 minutes from the G-Bag of the Day. Time here for a sports hodgepodge. It's brought to you by Window Nation. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Chief, what do you say?
Well, I think we know who our Bleep Hole of the Week nominee is now, and he
brought us for coming late.
Not even for coming late. I'll give him the excuse of having to get his skin checked up,
or just recovering with a bunch of water and hydration from the Boston parade.
The hangover is to be expected. What you do inside inside your own apartment is totally on you, but when you step into our studios wearing Boston Celtic green.
I wasn't even thinking about it, to be honest with you.
You're a liar,
Boston Brian. We're going to get championship
Bleep Hole
Brian
on
Friday.
This
is like a brand new poncho shirt.
Yeah, just in time for the Celtics championship celebrations.
It's actually called Amen is the name of the shirt, and it's named after Amen Corner for the Masters. So Masters Green. But like I put it on,
Don
I got
into
it
this
new.
Conversation?
No, I put it on, and then I didn't even think about what happened in this series. I honestly didn't. I mean, I went and got my skin checked, and I walked in. And I'm like, wait, I really thought about it when I was listening to you guys driving over and you were talking about it.
Oh, you looked down.
Then you realized, oh, crap.
I'm like, oh, geez.
I'm disappointed you don't have Band-Aids all over your dome right now.
Yeah, how about that?
Skin.
Well, it's actually probably a good thing that you don't,
though,
right?
No, I checked out great.
Yeah?
It's great. They ask you the uncomfortable question if you're okay with standing around in your underwear.
Oh.
Or do you need a gown?
I
stood around in the underwear part.
Hell yeah, Brian.
You know? And your chill boys?
I didn't have the chill boys on.
What? You didn't have your chill boys?
No. Those are kind of like, the chill boys are like.
Special occasion undies.
Yeah, kind of special occasion.
This feels like a special occasion. You're going to be standing in them wearing only these in front of what you said was a smoking hot doctor.
Yeah, maybe Ben is your nurse again.
She was, it's funny, the assistant. Her assistant was talking to me about radio stuff.
Okay.
Like,
while you were in your skivvies?
It was kind of an uncomfortable deal. I want to know
what you were doing with your hands the whole time.
In lap.
in your lap. Okay.
Yeah, you put them in your lap.
Boy, it's a bit cold in here, isn't
Double
it?
Double coverage. Yeah.
But the thing about it is, okay, I guess I could just, I don't have anything for 240. I'll think about it.
No, no, it's fine, dude. If you need to save it for 240, it's okay.
Tease it ahead.
I think you guys will appreciate it. 240, I'll tell you a story.
Okay. I look forward to it,
about
man.
This.
The date.
I look forward to it. I also look forward to not watching Luka play for Slovenia in the Olympics. Now, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to actually get that payoff that I'm looking forward to.
I'm hoping.
But, gosh, dude, come on. There's no reason you need to be playing this now. I mean, Choppy was saying it'd be more likely he'd be missing NBA Finals games than missing playing for his country.
There's a lot of pride for him playing for his country.
I understand that.
But the fact that he didn't jump in and just be like, yes, of course I'm playing last night makes me think maybe he is realizing I need that time. I need to recover.
Where's your bread buttered, bro?
I think you have a chance with some of these events, but not the Olympics.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Especially because how close they've gotten. I mean, with him playing, they actually have a chance to medal and stuff.
They do with him playing.
I don't think he's going
to
miss that.
I guess there's the thing of like, it's the same type of not wanting to let your guys down. And obviously those are his guys. And so I get that like human nature aspect of it. But I mean, come on, dude. You don't love him so much that you're keeping your career there. You don't love playing for your country so much that you're just playing for him all the time and you're not playing for the Mavericks in the NBA. You wanted a little something else. Well, sometimes, you know, there's decisions have to be made. You made the decision, and you made a great one financially. But now this is where you kind of got to draw the line in the sand a little bit. If you loved playing for your country so much, then you would have just stayed over there and kept playing for him. You wouldn't even have worried about coming to the NBA. But obviously there's something special about being here. And a lot of it has to do with the pocketbook and the legendary status. I mean, come on, man. Don't be playing in the Olympics.
But I hope it's a positive for the Mavs. I don't know, but I hope, you know, that at least he's dialed. Now, I would like wear and tear off.
Yeah.
But I think I'll take the trade-off of not going and sitting on a beach and eating pizza and you know, drinking beer for the next 2 months.
Well, if those are the two options, then yes, I will choose that option as well. Go ahead.
I prefer hyperbaric chamber with a physical therapist.
Yeah, like, I want him to heal his body. That's a big thing.
We might hear about his knee was actually pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like we always have, you know, in the hockey injuries, it's like the lower body injury, and the guy was playing with a broken foot. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that severe, but there might be some things where Luka's knee wasn't exactly right.
That's my concern. It's the health. Like physically, if you're
that's
hurt,
probably why
I'd rather you didn't play. If you're not hurt, then okay. He is going to play, and well, I accept that.
I would keep it under consideration if I was a front office. Like, do we want to draft European? They're going to be getting after it constantly.
They might be the best players.
They might be smoking cigarettes. They might be playing international ball. Yeah. All right. There's a lot that goes along with this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just need to keep it red, white, and blue on this squad. You know what I'm saying? Just full American.
Hey, dude, if you want to be patriotic, I'm not going to turn you down on that. Now, I am going to turn. We got to get the Landon Donovan situation brewing up again. We had questions yesterday. We finally got some answers. So
this text exchange was epic.
Here's the Walchuk sent this my way last night. We finally got an answer to the question that we were asking for the last half of the show yesterday. How did anyone let Landon Donovan on television looking like that? His hair was just like falling off of his face. Mm. I use the term hair extremely loosely. He was screenshotting now a text exchange with one of his buddies. And one of his buddies texted him and just said, hey, bro, check Twitter ASAP and prob fire your barber. And Landon Donovan responded with some emojis with like the hand over his face. He's feeling shame now and embarrassment, obviously. Where were you 7 hours ago with 3 question marks is the response from Landon Donovan. Had a hair transplant procedure 2 weeks ago and was told it wouldn't show up on camera.
What?
That's the biggest lie ever told.
Yeah.
There it is, KNC.
How is that not going to show up on camera?
And then his buddy responded, who told you that? Rafa Marquez? And then there was a lot of laughing, crying emojis and middle fingers and... can I post this? Yes, whatever, I deserve it. Good night, Mo. So Landon Donovan actually playing this pretty cool. He's sort of owning it. The worst hair ever. Just the human being head ever on television, I would say.
How did this happen, though? I mean, like, wife or girlfriend, mom, TV producer?
Friend.
Like, you show up.
Anyone with an ounce of respect for you and your family?
Are we really doing this? Nobody?
I think you lost a bet.
At least we got an explanation.
Yeah, he lost a bet.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, just the self-awareness to not know and think, oh, this will be fine. That's hilarious.
What a ballsy move to know I'm 2 weeks out before huge TV stuff, and I'm going to go do some craziness to my dome.
Let's do it. Let's get that transplant.
And how about the hair transplant company? Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. This won't show up on camera. Just sign the check,
he was
honey.
So big of a bleep hole. They're like, yeah, it's not showing up on camera.
Time now for the G-Bag of the Day in the Pimp Cup. It's Lucius.
Yeah, if I'm Landon Donovan, I'm calling my bank. I'm disputing the charges. You said it wouldn't show up on television.
Yeah.
What do you know about this?
Yeah.
Some bad customer service.
What's the warranty on this hair?
Now you got me out here looking crazy. I could drop your name of the company and say, yeah, these are the people that don't go to them. Ooh. These guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm disputing the charges, bro. He looks crazy. Looked like a dog licked his head before he walked out there. My man looks insane. Fire Marshal Bill style.
It is very.
He looks ridiculous, bro.
Maybe it's a hair plug rollout.
What? You know, maybe like falling out hair.
Look like crazy at first, and then I'm fixed later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what. You'll be fine, man. You'll be great on TV. So what's those three numbers on the back of your card? We're going to try to get that process right here for you real quick. No, don't worry about it. All right, let's go to Sunday with Red Medford. I don't know. How many days is this for Blake?
Looking for five.
Looking for five right here. Yeah, Blake, a fan phenom winner, our guy. Buddy put himself in a pickle.
How close is Denver and Colorado?
What?
Huh?
What?
Who?
What?
Hello? What did you just say?
What?
That's marked. That's going to get
marked.
Yep,
thanks for that.
Well, they're saying the Denver Nuggets. Denver is the state. Colorado's the city. And it's the other way around. It's one of the two. I know it's one of the two. You're not going to get me.
G-Bag of the Day will be tomorrow at 2:30 right here on the fan.
Just sending that one in now.
I just wanted to make sure we appropriated the Denver Nuggets.
You just said that Denver is
So it's Colorado's the state. I caught it. I caught it. Denver's
you did not catch it. What do you mean?
I caught it. What do you mean?
What do you mean? I caught it.
All those fan phenom contestants are like, I can't believe I lost to this guy.
Oh, yeah, that's why I keep saying it. Just get into your crawl a little bit. Yeah.
Kenny Quinlan's like, what the hell?
One time for the Mavs.
Yeah.
I went through my little pain with the Mavs last week. I knew it was going to go down then. I was like, okay, I see what's happening here. It's not looking good for us. But did you see the mariachi band at the Texas Rangers game?
Dude, they walked right by us.
Person.
They walked right by you guys?
Yeah, it was great.
They gave one of them an attaboy butt slap before the game to go get him.
And those tight mariachi pants.
It was fantastic.
Pow! You out there, kill him, boy. Yeah, let's listen to it. They played Creed.
Let's make our escape. So let's go there. Ask how we stay.
Got a nice feel to it.
Comments were just roasting that. Comments didn't like it. Yeah, they didn't like it. No. They like the mariachi part, but they want a song that they can sing, they said.
Oh. I thought they hit it out the park.
That's a shot at Creed.
Yeah.
Give us songs we can sing.
Yeah.
I like how he sings. We're home. I know the producer was like, hey man, can we get a little more on that one?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Tell you, man, you're hitting it. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, Snoop Dogg threw out the first pitch at a Milwaukee Brewers game.
Really?
Last week. And he
did some good radio.
He jumped in the booth.
Yeah.
There's a bouncing ball to second. Look at Terang. Pick it.
Easy to 1-2-1-2. That'll do what it do. Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you. Get it in there. Oh, he in there. Sanchez. That's yes. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no. I came in where the players come in at. Because I'm a player. Get up in there. Oh, he's safe. He can't throw that. He ain't got no arm like that. No, he don't.
He does, though.
No, he don't.
Oh, he does.
Who is that with that rocket?
Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, Lord.
With a howitzer.
He got a rocket in his pocket. Oh, he made that.
So good.
Yeah.
Is he still doing Olympics? Are they bringing him
on? He's still doing that for sure. Yes.
The equestrian thing that he did with the horses, that was awesome.
It was him and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We would watch their recap every other night with the Peacock.
Mm. Not a sport he can't do.
Little Snoop?
Like the fighting, with the Sugar Show. I mean, O'Malley was his first fight.
He's not really even doing anything. He's just being Snoop.
And then, like, hyping everything up.
You know? Man, look at that, man. Cuz got hit in the face, cuz. He walked out there, got him. And everybody's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that translates to every sport.
Yeah, it's great. It works.
You just got to sound cool.
You just got to be cool, man. Yeah.
The delivery.
Let's see what else. This isn't one, but Doris Burke with an upper. Oh, this is when who got hit? Porzingis.
Yeah.
And PJ Washington. PJ Washington gave him a little strong one. Pause.
Crowd reacting to the replay on the big screen. Washington just trying to send a little message, play some physical basketball.
If that were Caitlin Clark, it might spark a debate for a week.
Yes.
Hilarious.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was on fire.
And before I get out of here and play a little bit of Choppy's Mavs song, as I've been told by a few members of their show. Hey, man, so,
you mind?
Have we not played this yet?
What you doing for G back in the day?
Looking back on this playoff run, we beat the Wolves. Hell yeah, that was fun. For a moment, I believed in Kai. How could I have known he'd shoot four for 35? And now, who will lose Derrick Jones? Use our exception to sign God only knows. We'll draft some no-names out of France. He'll probably never play. He might as well be named Trey Lance.
Wildin', bro. I like that one. Though.
I kind of like that one.
It's a good lyrics, man.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, I like that. That's my favorite Chop song in a while.
How about that?
Actually.
Look at that, Chop. You're showing out, bro.
Yeah.
You got you one.
Dub City right there. I think it's worthy of the G-Bag of the Day on many days, but maybe not today as he faces Doris Burke on P.J. Washington standing on business and throwing Porzingis to the ground like the child he is.
Yeah.
Congrats for playing, though. That was brave. Snoop Dogg does sports. Mariachi band with Creed. Fan Phenom winner asked, how close is Denver and Colorado? He's looking for five. I'm going to vote for Doris Burke, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the champion.
Lucius?
That's weed. I'm going with the winner, man.
2-1 rule, Chuck.
Jeez.
I'll give Snoop some love.
2-1-1, Brian.
I'm going to vote for Snoop and let the fans decide.
Here we go. Jump on to at GBAC Nation. Is it Snoop doing sports, little baseball play-by-play, or is it our champ, Blake? Looking for five-time status right here and to be immortalized. We'll come back, announce the winner, and do Brian Broaddus' Krusty's Corner. What do you have on that today, sir?
Yeah, Cowboys signed a couple of guys from the UFL. We'll talk about those cats next.
Thank you, Lucius, and congrats to Blake. He has won and is now a five-time G-Bag of the Day champion for his exploits last weekend with Alec Medford there on the weekend show. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broaddus.
Thank you very much. Sure, appreciate you. Thank you very much for Reliant as well for being on board with us. Very nice of you to do. I mentioned I went and saw the skin doctor today.
Yeah.
Something you have to do. Like
Dr. Skin?
Yeah, Dr. Skin. Yeah, Dr. Skin. Videos while you get your skin checked.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dr. Skin.
You're watching the skin videos.
Those get intense.
Is it Dr. Skin or Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin.
The one you're thinking of is Mr. Skin.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking the wrong one.
I was lost on the video
Top
situation.
Five love scenes of the 80s. Click right here.
You know, and it's never any good.
You used to pause your VHS at this
It's never any good.
It's a lot of screenshots.
It's not any good.
A lot of Holly Berry.
Yeah. The monster ball thing.
Yeah.
And you just say, whoa, wait a minute. We got to find better than
Swordfish.
This. Swordfish. Yeah. Swordfish. There you go.
The newspaper.
There you go. James Bond.
James Bond.
Oh, yeah, he always had them.
Yeah, James
Bond. He was sick of them, too.
He was.
Get away from me.
He was. He'd always like, it's time to go save the world. You know? Like, bro, you're in Bali. Hang out with me for a while, you know, kind of a thing. But no. So, went to the skin doctor. And highly recommend that people do that. Get your skin checked. I'm be that skin guy, checked. You know. With the old guy like me, colonoscopy, and skin check. What you got to have.
Is this all your, like, how much of your skin is being checked in a skin checking situation?
It's head to toe. It's head to toe.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the top, like this spot on my top of my head.
You never know.
Yeah.
Skin
this,
cancer.
This Gorbachev, you know, you guys familiar with Gorbachev?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. He had his country tattooed on his forehead.
Yeah. Yep. It's basically like, I got the same kind of issues as him up there, but
Michelle.
She said, I'm just going to watch it a little bit, you know? So, anyway, I got it. Like, when I do my fishing stuff now, I got to, my hands, got to make sure my hands are covered or I get some stuff on. But other than that, with the bucket hats and stuff that I wear,
you're good.
I'm good to go.
Right on.
Okay. I have to tell you, though, this doctor, she's from California. Great doctor.
Sounds promising.
Yeah. Very, very good. Outstanding doctor. Yeah. Outstanding doctor. She prescribed a thing to me called Sunnies. Sunnies. Huh. Any guess what
sunglasses?
You know what sunnies are?
No. Sunnies?
Sunnies.
What they call them in Australia.
What, sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
Sunnies? I didn't know that.
You got me sunnies.
Oh, my sunnies. But no guess what?
I have no idea.
Sunglasses, I think, is a great guess.
Better than any guess I'd have.
Got my first gummies.
Oh, your first gummies?
First gummies. These sunnies are gummies.
Oh, sunny gummies.
Sunny gummies.
Sunnies gummies.
What do they got in them?
Well, they're for my skin.
Oh, okay. Skin
so
gummies.
Yeah, I take them. Like when I'm out, you know, like every day you take a gummy and your skin, like it protects your skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a sunscreen gummy?
Yeah.
Protecting your skin from the inside. That's one of the most interesting things I've ever heard.
It builds up your skin and then you put your sunblock stuff. So it's like a double protection.
Oh, geez. Sun's got no chance.
Yeah.
Nice job.
So, yeah. So I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. So these, my first gummies, sunnies.
How do you feel?
You know what? When she prescribed them, I don't know if she was looking for the reaction of, oh yeah, I take gummies all the time. I didn't know if she was looking for that one.
She probably was.
These days.
Being from California.
Yeah.
She's a great doctor.
You keep saying that.
She is.
So you're a big fan, huh?
I am a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
She's got a big ass ring on too.
Oh, I thought you were going to stop at something else in that sentence.
What?
What?
What are we doing over there?
You know what you're doing.
You're the
over
one
there.
That said she's got a big ass.
Ring.
Ring.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ring. A big ass ring.
Whoa, are these Sunny's gummies, they have THC in them?
I don't know, Lucius. I really don't.
SunMed Growers? Are they by SunMed Growers?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Did you take some before you came into the studio?
Protecting skin cancer?
I just got them.
I literally looked at the wrong ones.
They're out in the car. Did you look at the wrong ones?
I hope so.
So are they good for me, Lucius?
They look like they're fantastic.
Okay.
Amazing.
Is your heart racing right now?
I didn't take one yet.
Okay.
But maybe tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow.
Definitely tomorrow.
Yeah.
Doctor said so.
Maybe a little later tonight.
You got a doctor's note to take gummies, man. That's pretty awesome.
It is. I was surprised. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised. I was like, oh, well, here, there's this gummy form you could take. And I'm like,
delicious.
Oh, my teammates.
And this is all happening.
My teammates are the gummy kids.
Well, all gummy candy doesn't automatically gummy have kids. Weed in there, Brian.
Yeah, well, we love our Flintstone gummies.
Oh, gummy. Whoa.
Is that true? Are most gummies do, don't they?
You look at the trolleys at the checkout and go, ooh.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think it's.
I think of the weed. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think that's the most prominent in the.
For a guy that doesn't take gummies, that's what I. When you start to talk about it.
When you say gummy, yeah. I think that's what most people would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the sweetest fish.
But, yeah. There's all kinds of gummies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And apparently they're being used more and more for medicinal purposes.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll let you know.
Have been since the beginning of time.
I'm all about it. Anything to make my skin be protected, I'm in.
And you were just standing there in your underwear the whole time as she's telling you about the gummies. And you're getting all excited about the gummies. And
I didn't know what to think, to be honest with you.
Just standing there. Like, man, look at wearing your socks? Were you wearing socks and underwear?
No, it's a head-to-toe thing, man.
So it's just underwear.
Just underwear. You know? Why don't you go get your skin
checked? With that robe with the back out?
No, they offer you one, Lucius.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, you just rocking there with your drawers?
They ask you if you're comfortable.
He's just sitting there with his drawers. His socks pulled up to his knees.
All right. All right, Lucius, you go to these old men in the workout facilities that stand around.
Yeah, they walk around.
They walk around. They don't care.
Yeah.
No, 60 for sure.
Years old. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. She goes, you need a the gown is hard to put on. To tie that thing
like
is
Jack
impossible.
Nicholson and Something's Gotta Give.
It's impossible to tie.
Yeah, you need help tying it.
Yeah. So, no.
And then they're going to see crack anyway. So.
Yeah. So just stand in your underwear. You'll be fine. All right. Cowboys signed Garion Conley, cornerback from Ohio State.
Blue Star Special, baby, former first rounder.
Yeah. How about that? He had some problems coming out of Ohio State.
Sure did.
Was this a John Gruden mistake?
Yeah, went to the Raiders, right?
Yeah, he did. He did. There was some. The Cowboys really liked this guy, though.
This is the
draft where they took our Taco Charlton draft. Yeah. Yeah. They could have taken. They thought about taking this guy if he was there. I'd heard some whispers that this guy was if he was there, they would have taken him. I think he went 4 picks before they took Taco Charlton. But the thing about this guy is he's 6 foot, he's 195, and he does run 4.4 at the time. The thing about him that I thought he was a good player, but I think there's some warts about this guy. He can play in the slot. He can play outside. I think he plays the press okay. But he doesn't jam people like you thought he would for being 6 foot, 195 pounds. He does have the stop-start quickness. I thought he needed to play the ball better in the air was something, too. Little grabby when he got off balance, played on his heels some. You know, these are things you're like, oh, okay.
Tackling a little shaky.
Yeah. I thought his awareness was really, really good, but he's not an elite athlete. So he's always reaching. I thought that really good route runners could give this guy problems. That's kind of what I thought about him coming out of Ohio State. And they also signed this linebacker named Willie Harvey, who led the league in UFL and tackles.
Now, they could hit on Willie Harvey here. I'm excited to go see Willie Harvey out there in Oxnard.
Willie Harvey, do you know how big Willie Harvey is?
Is he 6'2"?
No, he's 5'11", 230.
He's short?
Yeah.
That short? He looked much bigger in the UFL. No. Maybe it's just because everyone else around him is also small.
Yeah. My guys, my gang of seven guys were talking about him as being really athletic, instinctive, and always around the ball. So I asked,
you need instincts. That was something we were asking about all year long.
Absolutely. And I asked these guys to say, where do you think he fits? Kind of a backup linebacker, teams guy, big teams guy. More of a will skill set. So you think about will running to the football, stuff like that with this guy. But, yeah, this kid, he did lead the league in tackles. So I'm interested to see the Conley signing to me might be because maybe Diggs is not going to be ready.
You need somebody in training camp. I mean, the guy hasn't been in the NFL for a while now, has he? Been a couple, two, three years since he's played.
He's definitely had to battle through some injuries.
He's had to battle through. You're absolutely right about that. But the size, the length, if you can kind of deal with the warts, I mean, there's some things about this guy that actually are pretty positive. And I'll have to go back and look at him playing. But I know coming out of Ohio State, I didn't think he was a first-round pick, and I know the Raiders took him as a first-round pick. So we'll see. Cowboys have done a pretty good job of looking at these guys on the pro side of things and making it work. So,
especially former first rounders.
Yeah.
They like to collect former first round picks.
So, well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate
Brian
that.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every afternoon at this time. NFL News of the Day is coming up next. Wolchuk, where's it going?
We got a rookie contract that made history. Harbaugh, Eckler, and the Sunday ticket trial. That's next.
Thank you, Lucius, and congrats to Blake. He is one and is now a 5-time G-Bag of the Day champion for his exploits last weekend with Alec Medford there on the weekend show. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broadus.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate you. Thank you very much for Reliant as well for being on board with us. Very nice of you to do. I mentioned I went and saw the skin doctor today.
Yeah.
Something you have to do. Like
Dr. Skin?
Yeah, Dr. Skin. Yeah, Dr. Skin. Videos while you get your skin checked.
Yeah?
Yeah, Dr. Skin.
You're watching the skin videos.
Those get intense.
Is it Dr. Skin or Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin.
The one you're thinking of is Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Yeah. Okay, I was thinking the wrong one.
I was lost on the video
Top
situation.
Top five love scenes of the 80s. Click right here.
You know, I was talking about. You know, and it's never any good.
You should pause your VHS at this
It's never
moment.
Any good.
It's a lot of screenshots.
It's not any good.
A lot of Holly Berry.
Yeah. The monster ball thing.
Yeah.
And you just say, whoa, wait a minute. We got to find better than
swordfish.
This.
Swordfish.
Yeah. Swordfish. There you go.
The newspaper.
There you go. James Bond.
James Bond.
Oh, yeah, he always had him.
Yeah, James
Bond. He was sick of him, too.
He was.
Get away from me.
He was. He'd always like, it's time to go save the world. You know? Like, bro, you're in Bali. Hang out with me for a while, you know, kind of a thing. But no. So, went to the skin doctor. And I highly recommend that people do that. Get your skin checked. I'm be that skin guy. Checked. You know? With the old guy like me, colonoscopy, and skin check. It's what you got to have.
Is this all your, like, how much of your skin is being checked in a skin checking situation?
It's head to toe. It's head to toe.
Wow.
Yeah. Like this spot on my top of my head.
You never know.
Yeah.
Skin
this,
cancer.
This Gorbachev, you know, you guys familiar with Gorbachev?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He had his country tattooed on his forehead.
Yeah. Yep. It's basically like, I got the same kind of issues as him up there, but.
Michelle?
She said, I'm just going to watch it a little bit, you know, so. Anyway, I got to, like, when I do my fishing stuff now, I got to, my hands, got to make sure my hands are covered or I get some stuff on them. But other than that, with the bucket hats and stuff that I wear.
You're good.
I'm good to go.
Right on.
Okay, I have to tell you, though, this doctor, she's from California. Great doctor.
Sounds promising.
Yeah, very, very good. Outstanding doctor. Yeah. Outstanding doctor. She prescribed a thing to me called Sunnies. Sunnies. Huh. Any guess what?
Sunglasses.
You know what sunnies are?
No. Sunnies?
Sunnies.
What they call them in Australia.
What, sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
Sunnies? I didn't know that.
You got me sunnies.
Oh, my sunnies. But no guess what?
I have no idea.
I mean, sunglasses, I think, is a great guess.
Better than any guess I'd have.
Got my first gummies.
Oh, your first gummies.
First gummies. These sunnies are gummies.
Oh, sunny gummies.
Sunnies gummies.
What do they got in them?
Well, they're for my skin.
Oh, okay. Skin
so
gummies.
I take them. Like when I'm out, you know, like every day you take a gummy and your skin, like it protects your skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a sunscreen gummy?
Yeah.
Protecting your skin from the inside. That's one of the most interesting things I've ever heard.
It builds up your skin and then you put your sunblock stuff. So it's like a double protection.
Oh, geez. Sun's got no chance.
Yeah.
Nice job.
So, yeah. So I don't have to worry.
Got surrounded.
I don't have to worry. So these, my first gummies, sunnies.
How do you feel?
You know what? When she prescribed them, I don't know if she was looking for the reaction of, oh yeah, I take gummies all the time. I didn't know if she was looking for that one.
She probably was.
These days.
Being from California.
Yeah.
She's a great doctor.
You keep saying that.
She is.
So you're a big fan, huh?
I am a big fan of hers.
Yeah. She's got a big
ring on too.
Oh, I thought you were going to stop at something else in that sentence.
What?
What?
What are we doing over there?
You know what you're doing.
You're the one
there.
That said she's got a big ass.
Ring.
Ring.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ring. A big ass ring.
Whoa, are these Sunny's gummies, they have THC in them?
I don't know, Lucius. I really don't.
Sunman Growers? Are they by Sunman Growers?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Did you take some before you came into the studio?
Does THC protect against skin cancer?
I just got them.
I literally got them.
They're out in the. Did you look at the wrong ones?
I hope so.
So, are they good for me, Lucius?
They look like they're fantastic.
Okay. Well, amazing.
Is your heart racing right now?
I didn't take one yet.
Okay.
But maybe tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow.
Definitely tomorrow.
Yeah.
Doctor said so.
Maybe a little later tonight.
You got a doctor's note to take gummies, man. That's pretty awesome.
It is. I was surprised. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised. I was like, oh, well, here, there's this gummy form you could take. And I'm like,
delicious.
Oh, my teammates.
And this is all happening.
My teammates are the gummy kids.
Well, all gummy candy doesn't automatically have kids. Weed in there, Brian.
Yeah, we love our right. Flintstone gummies.
Oh, a gummy. Whoa.
Is that true? Are most gummies do, don't they?
You look at the trolleys at the checkout and go, ooh.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think it's.
I think of gummies, I think of the weed. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think that's the most prominent in the
For a guy that doesn't take gummies, that's what I. When you start to talk about it.
When you say gummy, yeah. I think that's what most people would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the sweetest fish.
But, yeah. There's all kinds of gummies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And apparently they're being used more and more for medicinal purposes.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll let you know.
Have been since the beginning of time.
I'm all about it. Anything to make my skin be protected, I'm in.
And you were just standing there in your underwear the whole time as she's telling you about the gummies. And you're getting all excited about the gummies and...
I didn't know what to think, to be honest with you.
Just standing there. Man, look at wearing your socks? Were you wearing socks and underwear?
No, it's a head-to-toe thing, man.
So it's just underwear.
Just underwear. You know? Why don't you go get your skin
checked? With that robe with the back out?
No, they offer you one, Lucius.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, you just rocking there with your drawers?
They ask you if you're comfortable.
He's just sitting there with his drawers. Yes. His socks pulled up to his knees. Yes.
All right, Lucius, you go to these these old men in the workout facilities that stand around.
Yeah, they walk around.
They walk around. They don't care.
Yeah.
No, 60
years old. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. She goes, you need the gown is hard to put on. To tie that thing is
impossible. Like Jack Nicholson and Something's Gotta Give?
It's impossible to tie.
Yeah, you need help tying it.
Yeah. So, no.
And then they're going to see crack anyway. So.
Yeah. So just stand in your underwear. You'll be fine. All right. Cowboys signed Garion Conley, cornerback from Ohio State.
Blue star special, baby. Former first rounder.
Yeah. How about that? He had some problems coming out of Ohio State.
Sure did.
Was this a John Gruden mistake?
Yeah, went to the Raiders, right?
Yeah, he did. He did. There was some. The Cowboys really liked this guy, though.
This is the
draft where they took our Taco Charlton draft. Yeah. They could have taken. They thought about taking this guy if he was there. I've heard some whispers that this guy was. If he was there, they would have taken him. I think he went 4 picks before they took Taco Charlton. But the thing about this guy is he's 6 foot, he's 195, and he does run 4.4 at the time. The thing about him that I thought he was a good player, but I think there's some warts about this guy. He can play in the slot. He can play outside. I think he plays the press okay. But he doesn't jam people like you thought he would for being 6 foot, 195 pounds. He does have the stop-start quickness. I thought he needed to play the ball better in the air was something, too. Little grabby when he got off balance, played on his heels some. You know, these are things you're like, oh, okay.
But, tackling a little shaky.
Yeah. I thought his awareness was really, really good, but he's not an elite athlete. So he's always reaching. I thought that really good route runners could give this guy problems. That's kind of what I thought about him coming out of Ohio State. And they also signed this linebacker named Willie Harvey, who led the league in UFL and tackles.
Now, they could hit on Willie Harvey here. I'm excited to go see Willie Harvey out there in Oxnard.
Willie Harvey, do you know how big Willie Harvey is?
Is he 6'2"?
No, he's 5'11", 2'3".
He's short?
Yeah.
That short? He looked much bigger in the UFL. No. Maybe it's just because everyone else around him is also small.
Yeah. My guys, my gang of seven guys were talking about him as being really athletic, instinctive, and always around the ball. So I asked,
you need instincts. That was something we were asking about all year long.
Absolutely. And I asked these guys to say, where do you think he fits? Kind of a backup linebacker, teams guy, big teams guy. More of a will skill set. So you think about will running to the football, stuff like that with this guy. But, yeah, this kid, he did lead the league in tackles. So I'm interested to see the Conley signing to me might be because maybe Diggs is not going to be ready.
You need somebody in training camp. I mean, the guy hasn't been in the NFL for a while now, has he? Been a couple, two,
he's
3 years since he's played.
He's definitely had to battle through some injuries.
He's had to battle through. You're absolutely right about that. But the size, the length, if you can kind of deal with the warts, I mean, there's some things about this guy that actually are pretty positive. And I'll have to go back and look at him playing. But I know coming out of Ohio State, I didn't think he was a first-round pick. And I know the Raiders took him as a first-round pick. So we'll see. Cowboys have done a pretty good job of looking at these guys on the pro side of things and making it work. So,
especially former first rounders.
Yeah.
They like to collect former first round picks. So,
well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every afternoon at this time. NFL News of the Day is coming up next. Wolchuk, where's it going?
We got a rookie contract that made history. Harbaugh, Eckler, and the Sunday Ticket Trial. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.